Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hi, everyone, and good afternoon. At least that's what it is here. I guess I should say good evening to those that are ahead of us and good morning to those that are behind us. So welcome, everybody, to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to all of those in the spiritual field, and you all answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and oh my God, that list goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. And we all, in our own very individual and unique ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Chris and Sarah May today, we invite you in to share your lights and hopefully, it will help all of us to brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings in just a bit, so if you'd like to call in for one, and I do suggest you do call in early because the line gets long, Chris is in the chat room, and she can answer any questions that you might have. Ginny's on hiatus for the day. Chris is happily, generously sharing her time, her energy, and her gifts in this area here, and doing the screening for me. So I can be found at barbaradelong.com. Ken Quiet Hawk, that amazing, amazing voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com. He also has an amazing show on the Wolf and the Bear Network, and it's called The Hawk's Nest, and I encourage you all to go and visit that and sit back and be entertained because it is a thoroughly entertaining show. It's on every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And I have to admit, I don't like to get addicted to things like this, but he got me on the first time in. So it's an amazing show. You will enjoy it greatly. Chris has her own show here on Blog Talk Radio. She's on every night from 10 to 12 Eastern Time. It's called Curious Times. I also urge you to check that one out. She has a plethora of unusual and unique people that come in there. It's always a lot of fun. And it's a wonderful, because it's on so late at night, it's a lot less structured and it's very casual. And she has tons of amazing readers and metaphysical experts in there. And it's an education for sure. So Curious Times 10 to 12 every night. I admire her energy. My guest today is medium Sarah May. She is a lovely lady. I have done a little bit reading up on her as much as I can. She was recommended to me by Ray Booker, and you all know how much we love him. And he also recommended Jen Young to us, and she's going to be on, I think, twice more this month. So, you know, check the listings, and I'll try to keep you posted as best I can. Sarah May is, of course, a medium, and she is an amazing lady. She has one of those delightful accents that you never know exactly what she's saying until it all settles in, but she has, she is very gifted, she is very talented, she has done all sorts of work in the metaphysical field, and I'm going to bring her on so that I'm going to let her explain her background because I know she has a Facebook, and she is Medium Sarah May on Facebook. So if you want to find her, that's the place where you can find her. She is talented, she is gifted, and she is kind enough to, you know, stretch her time frame so she can embrace Nightlight today. So I want to welcome you on. Hi, Sarah May. How are you doing today?
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. I can't thank you enough. I know it's much later over in Great Britain than it is here, but I do so appreciate your sharing your time with us.
Oh, big pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure. Trust me, and trust me, it's so much fun to listen and share with somebody else who does the same thing I do. You might want to give everybody a little bit of information on you because I wasn't able to grab all of the stuff that you do, and I would so much like them to understand how very, very talented you are and gifted in all of the different things that you do in this realm.
Okay. Well, I'm basically an empath and a healer. I'm a medium as well, Barbara, and that's basically it. I work clairsentiently mainly, clairvoyantly, but also psychically as well. And I'm a Reiki master, and I do psychic surgery as well.
That's fascinating. Where did you get your training for the psychic surgery? Is this something that you're just intuitively guided by, or was there someone you studied with?
No, purely natural. It was always absently. I always did it absently. And I developed over 20 years ago in a spiritualist church, although I did have the gift as a child. Well, I think I was born with it, to be honest with you, but I didn't really recognise it until spirit came in. And I think they came in so many different ways that they gave me lots of abilities. And the psychic surgery was just a belief that I could heal people, an inner belief, and it's something that I just feel that I can do. Nobody's trained me other than the spirit world.
Well, you certainly have got quite a list of things that you do and how you touch into people. Tell me, Great Britain has I think some of the finest mediums ever I've ever met, and it's not. I'm not meaning to talk down the ones here in the U.S., but there is a different level of expertise when you get your training in the U.K. My training was I guess I was kind of in the middle of the Atlantic, I guess, if you have to look at where I got it from, because one of the mediums that I worked with was from Great Britain and the other was from the U.S., so I have a little of both, and I so totally, absolutely respect greatly those who have had their training in the UK. And I don't know if it's because your history in many ways, you know, recorded history, goes back further than that in the US or not. So
I'm unsure, really. I mean, I've not really looked into the history, but I think that it was hidden, wasn't it, many, many years ago, and this is how circles began, because it was against the law and everybody had to do it behind closed doors. And it continued, and that's the way that I developed, actually, in a circle myself. So I don't know whether I was given any different training than any other country, but I do think that it's actually the spirit that comes and teaches us, and we're enhanced and helped by people that peer and trainers on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely will go along with you on that one. I think, though, the mediumship in and of itself, you know, in the UK, I mean, just so many of your famous people, you know, were trained there, and it's been more accepted and embraced in the 1800s is about when it started to take up its popularity here in the U.S., and it was only because of two sisters, the Fox sisters, and they spread it all over the place, and it was from their mediumship that the Natural Association of Spiritualists came into being. So you have, you know, it's a terrible thing to say, but you've got such history over there. You go back, you know, to the 1400s, to the 1300s and beyond. So you've got spirit energy over there that has a greater depth of background, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, spirits are spirits, but you know, you can run into a king or a queen running around in spirit, and you don't find that here, for sure. So we've got a ton of people here now waiting, and I would, you know, sort of like to start doing some reading so people can understand how you work, and appreciate so greatly. You know, we do have also, I might add, you know, that friend in common, Ray Booker. He's an amazing man.
Ray Booker, he's lovely. You know, I've known him a few years now. I haven't actually met him. We've worked online together. We worked developing people and doing shows on an internet-based sort of thing is all I can say. But he's very down to earth, he's very cheeky, and he's a lovely, genuine guy, and he's a really good medium.
Oh, I've not met him either. He's done several shows with me here, and I you know, I've fallen in love with him along with a whole bunch of other people. And every time I turn around, he wants to try something different and something new, and it's like, okay, just go for it. And, you know, if it's a disaster, it's a disaster. But I think one time he decided that I don't want to hear the name of the voice, the name of the person, or even speak to them. I don't want to know if it's a male or female. I just want to give them the message and then see how close I got. And I thought, okay, well, we can do that. And so he did that, and it was brilliant. And then the next time he decided, I have a message for you, Barbara, and Jeannie, and the first caller. And it was like, oh, crap, you're going to start this fast, you know. And it was also brilliant. So, you know, we'll just take it as it comes. And our first caller is Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask the medium if she could get me a message from my mother.
Okay, Dee Dee. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I will do my best for you, Dee Dee, sweetheart. I want to link into your energy first. I might not get Mom come through straight away because we can't order from spirit who comes through. But what I want to say to you is I get a sense of a feeling around the rib area where there's tension on the right-hand side. So is this connected with your mother or connected with somebody around you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I want to give you the month of May as well, sweetheart, where I feel like there's birthdays or passings. Do you understand that?
Yeah, she passed away May 1st.
Lovely. Not lovely. So I do that because it's lovely to get the link, that's all. Not lovely because your mum passed away. She's still rubbing this right hand rib here, sweetheart, and there's some sort of tension there, either indigestion or maybe, you know, she had a problem with food because I feel a little bit bloated around her, okay? She's also given me the month of November linking around you, and I feel like it's a time where there's going to be some sort of a celebration. Do you understand this?
I suppose.
Okay. I've got this indigestion. Is this you, sweetheart, or was this mummy?
You know, it could have been my mother.
Okay, because I just need to clear that up. She's telling me that you've got to get something off your chest as well. Because I just get a feeling that a lot of stuff on my chest and I just need to get it off. So I feel like there's somebody that you need to talk to who's quite close to you, and it feels like a male member, okay? Okay. She's also given me number 14, all right? So this is either going to be on a door or in a month. So if you don't already know about this, could you just hold on to it, okay?
So number 14?
14, 1-4. Okay, she's showing me what looks like the stairway that goes, the stairs are going up and they're going to the left as well. So I feel like I'm going to an apartment which is outdoors. It's got a white door. Do you understand this apartment, sweetheart? Are you still there, Dee Dee?
Yes, did you say apartment?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's where she used to live.
Okay, because she's just taking me up the stairs. And I just want to go through that white door and have a look and see what I can see in there. There looks like a glass table in this room, smoky glass. It could be a coffee table, I'm not sure. But also she's shown me what looks like a wooden box with some bric-a-brac in it and some sort of personal items, okay? If this isn't already there, this is something that you will know about in the future. But I'm just opening up this box and having a look, and I can see a ring here, sweetheart, which I feel should have come towards you. Was there a ring that your mother had that you didn't get?
A ring?
Yes.
I actually have her wedding ring, but there could be more.
Yeah, no, this is a ring with a stone in it. So, and the stone looks like sapphire, or it looks like a blue ring with the sapphire sort of inside of it. And it feels to me like you've got some sort of contract to sign, and it could be connected with new work. Okay, I don't know whether you're looking for new work or whether you're looking to move from where you are, or whether there's changes coming around your work, because I can see a contract, I can see a pen, and I can see you signing it, okay? And I feel that's coming in the month of June. All right. I'm also being shown a picture which looks like tapestry. I don't know whether you have tapestries in America, but it looks like it's something that actually isn't a painted picture. There's material inside it, and it's got a dark frame. Do you understand this picture?
Yes.
Okay, so that's evidential value for you, sweetheart. And I do want to give you the name of David. Do you understand David?
No.
Could you look out for David? He may come around you, or you may remember who he is. He could be a cousin, something like that. It could be somebody on the sidelines, but not directly involved with you. All right?
Okay.
I also feel like there's a letter unopened here as well, and it may be coming to you very soon. It feels like it's a private letter, so it's something that's handwritten from somebody. It's not a bill or anything like that. Okay. And have you been looking? Have you got a white chest of drawers in your bedroom?
Yes.
Have you been looking inside the top drawer today?
No.
Okay, is there something in there, like a picture or something of significance connected to your mother?
Well, the chest of drawers did belong to her.
But is there something in the drawer as well?
I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll maybe have a look. Maybe a little surprise in there, I don't know. Spirit world tend to do these types of things. She wants to say that she's fine, sweetheart. I don't know. There's a lot of pressure around the back of my neck here, and I feel like you've been worrying too much. And I feel like you feel under pressure, okay? It's almost like you can't hold your head up. And what she's saying, please don't worry about her and the passing, that she's actually absolutely fine up there in the spirit world. And she just wants you to be happy and stress-free is what I want to say. I just feel like there's been quite a lot of stress around you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, and she's wiping away your tears, okay? And she's basically just giving you so much love. I feel like this lady would have blown a kiss to you. I don't know whether you would look back and she would always blow you a kiss, but she's blowing you a kiss, sweetheart. Okay, and I do want to give you a name. Jean. Who's Jean?
Jean?
Yes?
Offhand, I don't know.
Okay, just take the name, sweetie, and see if you can work with it. But take her love from the spirit world and love from me too.
Okay, the only other thing I want to add here to this is that you know, I threw some cards for you, and the most important thing that's coming up in these cards is that laughter is so important to you, and you haven't been laughing as much as you should have, that laughter will help to lighten your spirit and lighten the load that you've been carrying. It's been a terrific load that you've been carrying, and it does feel as though you feel weary. There is a weariness here, and it looks as though you don't need to carry as much of a load as you have been carrying. So Spirit is basically saying to you, it's all right if you just take care of yourself for this period of time. It's all right for you to move into some of those areas that you need to be in for you, and to let your laughter lighten the load and bring the abundance that is supposed to be yours, because there is abundance here for you. It just feels as though you haven't reached for it yet. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for calling in today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we've got... I think one of the things that I always do when somebody new is on the air is that Jeannie usually gets the reading, too, so that people can understand what's going on with the new person. And so what I'm going to do is, since Jeannie isn't here, I'm going to put Chris on. Chris is my co-host for today. And she's an amazing lady, and I'm sure she wants a mediumship reading. So let me see if I can get her. Hi, Chris, you there?
Hello. Hi, Barbara.
Hello,
how
there.
Are you? Hi, Sarah.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You have such a soft, gentle voice, you know.
don't go to sleep here.
Don't worry.
I've done that before. I used to work on the television, and my friend used to have her daughter watch me so that she could get her to bed early. Used to send her to sleep.
Well,
not
there. People have been known to fall asleep at my show too, but it's not because of my calming energy. So go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm tingling all over with you, Chris. My lips are tingling, my head's tingling, my face is tingling. I do feel heavy spirit energy around you, and I feel that you sense the spirits yourself and that they come to you. But I feel like there's a gentleman linking in around you, and he's making me feel like I've got big trouble around the chest area, difficulty in breathing. And it was laboured breathing with this gentleman. I don't feel he had a heart problem. And I don't know whether I want to say dad here, sweetheart. And if it isn't your dad, I'm not killing him off, by the way. But he's saying dad. So do you understand this?
I wouldn't be a dad, but I think I know who you might have.
Does he link around you, dad?
No, he would, but he would be kind of a... fatherly or grandfatherly figure.
Ah, okay. He's rubbing his hands, okay, and is almost like, I don't know who has cold hands all of the time, but I just feel like I need to rub my hands and warm my hands up all of the time. So somebody around you just does this, either he did it or you do, or somebody around you does
it. Yeah, I think I do that.
You do, yeah. It's like you can't get warm, you know, and you're living in America. Chris, you'd have to come to England. You'd have to wear a pair of
gloves. Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada, are you, sweetie?
Yeah, okay. We're freezing up here.
Ah, so you do understand the cold weather then.
I go to England in the winter to warm up.
Okay. He's showing me the funny-shaped ball. Is it soccer, where you've got a rugby ball and the running with the funny hats?
Football.
Yeah, with the funny hats. The metal imprisoned hat, where they just knock heads together. And
yeah.
He's showing me this as being quite relevant. I also feel that around you somebody's had something wrong with their eye, because my left eye is playing up here. Do you understand this, Chris?
Yeah, I think that would be the wife of this gentleman that you're talking about.
Okay. And okay, what's that? It looks like some sort of bread muffin. Bread rolls,
okay.
Or bread muffins with hot butter bread with, well, hot rolls with the butter on, he's showing me. And he's rubbing his hands a bit, and he's also showing me soup as well. So I don't know whether you're doing something outdoors where you're going to be standing there with a roll and soup. But that's the feeling that I get. But I feel like I'm dressed up and I'm at some sort of an event with you, and I feel like this is in the month of May. Okay, so let me see what's meant to go to in May, which is outdoors. But this is what he's showing me. Okay, and I'm hoping it's not cold in May, but that's the feeling that I get. I also feel like I've got an aching pain down the right-hand side of my right leg, around the back right-hand side of my leg. So did anybody have any problems with their veins, with their leg?
Well, I think I'm having some trouble with my veins, but he had, you know, he would have had all kinds of circulatory problems, particularly near the end, yes.
Yes, he's telling me about you this time, sweetheart, and he's just rubbing the back of my leg here to just bring the circulation, get circulation moving, and I just feel like walking. If you could do a bit of walking and moving around, because obviously you do radio shows and stuff, but I don't know whether you do a lot of sitting down. But it's almost like I want to get up and about, and I want to walk, and I want to walk outside as well. Okay.
Okay.
So this will really help with this. All right.
Okay.
Who's Catherine or Cass? Kathleen or Kathy? Katie?
Is it somebody connected there, like with him?
I go off at tangents, so it will be somebody just shouting a name. But I can talk about people on the earth plane. I don't necessarily talk about spirit people.
I know a Kathy or two, yeah.
Yeah, so Kathy's coming to you, all right? For some reason, and I feel like she probably needs a little bit of support from you. Something's been going on around her, and I think she's going to be talking to you pretty soon. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to sing a song, but I can't sing. What is it? Daybreaker. I don't know what that is. I've got the word daybreaker that is maybe part of a song, or daybreaker is a wording that I want to give to you as being relevant. Maybe it's a daybreak, maybe it's on a boat, but it feels like it's a daybreak or daybreaker. But somebody around you sings a lot as well, Chris.
That'd be me.
Do you like the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I listen to the Beach Boys.
Because is it California? You know, I said
in fact, when you said Daybreaker, the song that I had that popped into my head was Sleepy Jean, which is, I think, by... Oh, wait. No, that's by somebody. That's by Monkees or somebody, I think, maybe.
That's
but
right.
Anyway.
So, listen, you know, funny enough, that Jean name's coming twice now, because I had it with the last lady, Jean. I'm going to have a Jean hanging around all night, the sounds of it. But I just want to really give you like a scroll and some praise. I really want to give you some praise and to tell you, I think that you've been feeling a little bit low, sweetheart, and probably saying, that's it, I've had enough of giving it up. Okay, and I just want to say it'll all smooth out, and there's a gentleman that you've lost touch with, or there's been some sort of fallout around a gentleman who's special to you, and I do feel that the reconnection is coming back in there, sweetheart.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Right.
Now that
tingling
is coming all over my face again. So
Okay. That
is feathers from spirit telling me that they love you.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. That's okay.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
I think Chris, you can get back to work now.
Okay. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. Okay. Chris is doing the screening on the calls, and there are a number of people here, and it's really running one of these switchboards is just absolutely amazing. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not, and the numbers, you guys, if you've called in and you've been dropped, please call back in, and we'll try to pick you up in the order that you called in. Switchboard seems to be dropping people, so... we'll see if we can't catch you we'll catch you on the fly. We've got Dani here. Dani Marie, hi.
Yes. How are you?
How are you? Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
I thought that was Chris's voice. I was like, I know that voice.
Yeah, you know what she does? She moonlights as a screener. And...
I love her.
She has the most infectious laughter of anyone that I have ever met. And sometimes sometimes I don't even know what's funny, but I just can't stop laughing because she's doing the laugh. And she's incredible. And she's been very, very kind and good and stepped in a number of times when Jeannie has not been able to come into the show. I mean, I don't understand why Jeannie, you know, thinks she has the right to have a life around my schedule, but she does, so.
Oh, my word.
Well, she works real cheap, so. So how can we help today?
Yes, I would love to have a reading to see if any loved ones or spirit guides or any angels that are out there that are wanting to work with me that I may not be aware of.
Sure. Okay. You want to go first, Sarah?
Can do. I missed your name, sweetheart. Was it Dani?
Yes, Dani Marie.
Okay, darling. So you're obviously a spiritual lady, and you're wanting to work with spirit, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel, I get mermaid, I can hear the sea now, I don't know if there's something wrong with the line, but I just feel the sea energy is very good with you, if you can get yourself near to the sea. And sit there and just focus on the waves coming in. It's a really bad line. Can you all hear me okay? Yeah. If you can focus on the waves coming in, I can actually hear waves now. That's better. That's stopped now. And I just feel it's going to come in naturally, sweetheart. I do want to give you the name Linda around you. Who's Linda?
You said Luther?
No, Linda. Lynn or Linda.
I don't have anyone by the name of Linda around me. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty much, I stay to myself. I'm not really around a lot of people other than my kids and my husband, which isn't good. I'm not aware of a Linda.
Okay. Well, she'll come in around you, all right? Just wait for that to happen. No, she's not a guide. She's somebody maybe on the earth plane, but I feel like she's something like a mentor, or she's sort of a counselor or a mentor of some sort, and you're going to meet her along your way. And I think she'll just open you up to different ways of thinking. She's like an earth angel, right?
Okay.
I do want to give you the month of September as being relevant with you, sweetheart. And somebody's given me the 4th of September. Do you understand this date?
The 4th of September. Let's see here. There is someone's birthday. My mother's birthday was in September, but I believe that there's someone's birthday is around that time. I just don't remember who.
Okay, that's fine. So that's where we've got the link. Your mother, I presume, is in the spirit world.
Yes.
Yeah. She's holding my chin up. Okay.
Yeah.
You know when a child has a quivering lip and the chin goes?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you used to do this when you were a child. Not all children do it, but it's almost like when you were sad, your lip went and quivered. And I just feel like she's holding your chin up, sweetheart. Okay. She is all around you. I feel like you maybe are smelling her scent, or you're smelling something out of the blue in your home. Do you understand? Do you get a certain smell of like rose water or a rosy kind of sweet smell?
No. I have my cat that can see the spirits around me. And I know when I look at him and he's looking up, staring behind me, but looking kind of up, I know that someone's there.
No, I feel like this smell is going to come towards you. It's about your sensing, about smelling things, and it'll come out of the blue. And I do feel like that this will be your mother saying, I'm around you. So I want you to watch out for that, okay? Now, somebody walks with a limp, sweetheart, because I'm limping with my left leg. Who's that?
Well, I have hip problems. I'm supposed to have both of my hips replaced.
Okay. So the quicker the better with that. And I feel that it will be a quick operation and that you will heal quickly, but you must listen. So if you're being told not to go around the house, if you need to get the husband and the kids to help you.
Okay.
And you will recover quick, because these things are really important to pace them, okay?
Okay.
I do feel that I don't feel it yet. I feel it's in September.
Okay.
So it's not quite yet. Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking here at some sort of dustbin outside, some big sort of dustbin outside. Have you lost something?
Well, I'm so scatterbrained.
Yeah.
I have memory loss from a brain surgery, and so I can misplace things quite often, and not remember where they are. But some things got moved around outside on my patio in my garden because we had a rainstorm, a really bad rainstorm.
Yeah.
And so it's now that it's finally cleared up, it's about time for me to go out there and start cleaning up some stuff, so I may find something.
Yeah, just I feel like you put something in the bin outside. I mean,
okay.
I've not really had it strong with me, but I do silly things like wandering around the kitchen and put the tea towel in the fridge, and I think,
mm-hmm.
What are people doing that for? You know, so I just feel like there's something in that dustbin outside. All right,
okay.
So it might be something a little bit important, like some paperwork or something, I don't know. So I'm just being drawn to tell you about this, darling, okay? And is the talks about a holiday in April for you? Are you going away in April?
Let's see here. Not that I'm aware of. My husband said that we're supposed to be going on vacation to Hawaii at the end of June.
Wow.
This will be amazing because I've been with them on and off for 18 years, and we've never done a real vacation other than going to Vegas. but you know, I love learning any type of healing modalities, and you know, there's always some type of event coming up, and it's it's like either in another city or another state, and I really want to participate. And so there may be something coming up in April that I might be able to go to.
Yeah, I don't know why, sweetheart, but I'm getting Detroit here. I don't even know where you are. But Detroit.
My husband is going to Detroit in April. Either the end of this month or the beginning of April. That's right. His father and his sister live out there.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a lot of music around that area, haven't we? Detroit. I mean, I'm just getting the Detroit spinners.
Motown.
Yeah, and I just want to listen to the Motown music to uplift you. You know, and I feel music will uplift you and you will learn a lot from music. As far as guides are concerned, I feel you need to be outside quietly on your own by the sea. You've got a mermaid sea-like energy about you, sweetheart. Water is very, very important to you. So if you're going to get any cards, make sure they're mermaids, dolphins, those kinds of cards. And I think you resonate very well with those. Okay.
Okay.
I also want to add on here, because you had mentioned spiritual modalities and spiritual learning, and you have a calling, and I know you know it, but it does feel as though it becomes stronger and stronger as we get more into the April timeframe. I feel strongly that there are new directions you're going to take your healing. Talents and gifts. You've been a healer from past lives. There's a lot of past lives here where there were healing modalities that went on. You've laid hands on as a nun. You have done healing as a medicine person. Probably, I'm looking back here, 400 or 500 years. It feels as though it's in Peru. It feels it's more of a shamanistic type of healing modality. If you might be interested in studying shamanism, that the Peruvian modality is probably one that I would say you would resonate more than anything else with. But the lifetime that I'm most fascinated with is the one in the Himalayas, and that goes back a good 1,000 to 1,500 years. And in that particular lifetime, you worked with people. In spirit, they were physically in front of you, but your spirit and their spirit merged together, and there was some form of communication on the spirit level where healing took place. So that in that lifetime, 1,500 years ago, you were totally able to levitate. You were totally able to do all sorts of amazing things. But because of your gifts, because of your talents, you withdrew into the Himalayas because you were overwhelmed with people coming at you, and it upset you, and it frightened you to a great extent, too. So once in the monastery in the Himalayas, you know, it was only those that were really, really determined that could find you, and the numbers were to the point where you could deal with them. It wasn't a constant, overwhelming flow. In this lifetime, you feel the same thing. You feel overwhelmed by crowds of people. They almost frighten you. And it goes back to that lifetime. And it's almost as though you feel like everybody wants a piece of you. And it goes back to that lifetime. I would suggest you look at the paintings of Nicholas Roerich.
Okay.
It's Roerich, I think. He was a Russian painter, but he traveled the Himalayas, and he did paintings there. And they're magical and mystical, and I do feel that you'll feel your home when you see the paintings. They are just profoundly amazing. The sunsets, the sunrises were phenomenal. They were something that took your breath away. In that lifetime, you were more of a hermit than anything else. And so I really want to suggest that when you see yourself doing that this lifetime, try to break out of it, because it may have suited you then, but it doesn't suit you now. After all, you do have to commune with the other people around you to a certain degree. But try not to get hung up on anybody teaching you a certain modality and feel you have to stick to it because you are a born healer and you heal more in spirit than you do in the physical. I mean, putting your hands on somebody may work for you, but the reality is what you do is you shut your eyes, you find their spirit, you embrace their spirit, they tell you what's wrong, and you help them to understand it so they can fix it in spirit. It's not something you talk about.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. That resonates so much with me, and it sounds so much like me now with my not being around people, and I enjoy, you know, meditating and trying to reach the higher planes. And, oh, my goodness. And I just had an aura reading, and my predominant color is definitely white. I was unsure of it. And I've had a reading done every 6 months for the past 2 years now, and every time the predominant color is white. And some of the meanings of that correlate with exactly with what you said.
Well,
amazing.
There's something you have to understand, though. Understanding it is wonderful. And you know, yes, absolutely, reach for it and try to wrap your hands and head around it. But the reality is you're at a point in time here where you just getting the wisdom and getting the knowledge is not enough. You need to be practicing it, whether you're practicing it on your children's teddy bears or on the dog and the cat or on friends who will volunteer, whatever. But you need to be starting to give back. You need to be you're about to explode.
Okay.
And so you really need to be reaching out with it. And I'm not saying, you know, creating a practice, hanging up a shingle. I'm saying that this is a time where it's really important for you to just start opening those channels up. You don't have the channels open. What you have is a wonderful storehouse of wisdom and knowledge and you know, you will learn so much more the minute your spirit touches another person's spirit. There will be an aha moment, and it may knock you off your feet just slightly. The other thing, do understand that you are a channel for healing. That means that you don't take it in and you don't hold on to it, so that there has to be at some point in time also the understanding of it goes through you and into the ground. You don't hold it. You don't take it from someone and keep it. You allow it to to be channeled through you.
Yes.
Okay.
And also you had mentioned about the levitating in a previous life and in that one previous life. And one day when I was channeling Jesus, when I was speaking with him, he said that would be one of the things I do in this life. So when you said that, my mouth dropped also.
Well, I mean, start on, you know, short distances here. Don't go leaping off buildings with a single bound.
Right.
But I would imagine that where you're going to feel it first is in the dream state, and I do feel your astral traveling, and you have felt that that sensation of falling and then jerked yourself awake.
Yes.
That's astral traveling. And basically
okay.
that jerk was you coming back into body. So, yeah, you've got a lot of cool, exciting stuff here, but you have to share it. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
share it, you're going to explode. It's real simple.
that's what I need to do. I need to start. And I've been wanting to. It's just I got to find people to work with.
Are you kidding me?
I know. You would think that it would be Phlox, right?
But where are you located? No,
I live in Woodland Hills.
I'm
in Woodland Hills, California. Woodland Hills.
Okay. Are you confident enough to do something, you know, over the phone and things like that?
Not over the phone. I don't have that confidence yet.
Well, you know, that's something that will open up for you. And,
okay.
You know, what you want really are guinea pigs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on Blog Talk Radio a lot?
I listen quite often, yes.
Okay. Have you ever listened to Curious Times?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And you are familiar. She has an open mic night, right?
Yes.
yes. And I participated in that once before doing the cards, and it was horrible. I did a horrible job.
Well, that's because you're a healer and you're not a card reader.
Makes sense.
Why don't you talk to Chris again and see if you can go on there to help people diagnose what it is that is their difficulty, what their issues are that they're working on. And that would, you know, just identifying difficulties is much easier than actually healing them. But I do feel that you're very good at identifying. And I would talk to her again. I would you know, get on there and look for what issues people are working on and help to identify them. And then it's real easy. Then you just say, all you Reiki masters out there, we're going to focus on this area for her. And then it's not just you, but it's lots of people that are helping someone to heal, which is probably more appropriate.
Right, right. So that's
By the way,
I would ask you on how to identify.
I don't recall that you did an awful job, but anyway.
Hi, Chris.
And hi, Dani. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here.
Okay.
Easy.
Talk to Chris again, because I think that's a perfect place for guinea pigs. And her audience are just always so delightful in volunteering to be guinea pigs.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then what was the artist's name that you said again there?
His name is Nicholas Rorick, and if you go to my website to the blog, the 411 Spiritual, there is a little write-up on him and some of his artwork. So you and from there you can Google.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This was fabulous. A fabulous, fabulous reading. Thank you so much. I can't wait to listen to the archives, because I'm so interested in my past lives and to see how they relate with this life. I just have this real big feeling like it would answer a lot of questions in order for me to move forward in this life. And you just opened up a can of worms there, because that is just amazing.
Well, that's good. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Yes.
Bye.
You guys have a wonderful day. Bye, Chris.
I'll call you.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. It's really nice when you can hit somebody like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Okay,
lovely.
We've got Laura on. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing just fine. How can we help?
I was wondering if any of my loved ones can come through for me.
Okay. Sarah?
Okay. When I heard your voice, Laura, I suddenly got, not this maybe not be connected with you, sweetheart, personally, but problems around the throat area. Okay. So is there somebody in the spirit world that had problems on their neck and their throat?
My mother had thyroid problems.
Yeah, because I feel like I've got a big ball in my throat and it just feels really uncomfortable. So we've got, obviously got mum coming through here. She's making me feel very tired and she's making me feel very listless as well. Okay, so I feel like, I don't know whether towards the end of her life she was slurring a little bit, or she was very slow with her words, or whether she'd had a stroke or something. Do you understand, darling?
She, at one point, she did have a stroke.
Okay.
But her words weren't slurred, it was a mild stroke.
Okay. But I just feel like I'm talking really slowly, that she slowed me down and I'm talking really slowly. So just take that for me, can you please, sweetheart? She's showing me new curtains or new blinds here. So have you been talking about buying some new curtains or blinds for your windows, darling?
Oh. well, I'm not talking about buying new curtains. But I understand what you're talking about. Yes.
You do understand.
I do understand, yes.
They look white and yellow. They look really, really bright. predominantly.
They're white, and yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, okay, good. And she's got what looks like a rubber stamp to me, and she's stamping things. Okay. I don't know if this is her or whether she's showing me this around something around you, or maybe there's a child around you that likes to stamp things or play at being the postman. I just feel like I'm playing at being the postman here, or maybe it's something that you like to do when you were a child. Okay. Postmen, you understand what postmen are, do you? They come and deliver your letters to the door. That's what they are in England. That's what they are in America.
Yes, that's what they are.
Okay. And she's saying B, B. Now, who's B?
B?
B.
I don't know. I don't know who B is.
Okay. Is it, usually I get the full name, I don't get a letter, but I've got a capital B here, and she's saying B, B. B, B. So, you know, listen back to the archives afterwards, and maybe it will hit you at a later time. I feel like on my right-hand side, I've got a lot of pain around the back of my back, okay? And I'm not too sure whether that's lung or what it is, but do you understand that? Who's it around you who got a problem with the lungs or had the problems with their lungs and the breathing?
She's saying I have somebody around me who has trouble breathing.
That's the way that I'm interpreting it, sweetheart. That's the way I'm feeling. It feels like in my right-hand side, around the lungs, there's almost like something around, a pain there, and something wrong.
Okay.
Do you understand? It wasn't her, was it?
Pardon me?
Was it her?
Well... You know, trouble breathing. I don't think it was my mom. I have some problems with inflammation around the lungs area sometimes.
Right.
So
okay.
It might be me she's talking about. Yeah.
It's you, sweetheart. And I'm not going to give any health issues. It's something that I never do. I never give bad news in a reading. I'm not giving you bad news, by the way. All it is evidential that she's telling me she's with you. She knows all about this. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I know that it's reoccurring with you, but I'm not too worried about it is what I want to say to you. Do you understand? So please don't worry about it. Right. She's bringing me towards the month of April, and she's talking about April the 27th here as well. So this could be a date that you already know of or a date that's coming up for you. Okay. But she's telling me 5 years ago. Okay. So I don't know if she passed 5 years ago, but I feel like something significant in your life happened around that five-year mark. Do you understand?
She did. Yeah, I don't know what happened about 5 years ago.
Okay.
She's passed more than that, so...
Right. But I feel like there was a move or a change around you. Something happened around that 5 years ago where maybe you felt a little bit unsettled. Okay. And I just get a feeling that she was with you there. I see one door opening and one door closing around this. So it's almost like something happened pretty quickly around you. Okay. So just go back and think... you know, along that timeline as to what happened. But I just feel that there was a sudden change. She's just telling me that there was a sudden change around that time. And I feel like it was in the month of May, around about 5 years ago. So it could have been, I don't know, losing a job or something finishing, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Good.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to your mum with a medium since she's passed. I'm presuming you have. But what I want to say to you is she was with you and around you at that time. Okay. You didn't recognise her. She was letting herself be known to you. And there was almost like taps around, like noises, taps on the doors and stuff. And she was trying to desperately let you know that she was there. And you wouldn't have recognised it, but I do want to say to you that if you suddenly hear a tap in the house and you can't explain it, like it's not a radiator, then that's Mum letting you know that she's there, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah, things tend to fall in the house, in the apartment sometimes. They'll just fall for no reason. So I guess it's her probably then.
I think it is, my darling. And I think around the times that this happens, you may be worrying about something. Okay? And just be aware that mum is all around you. I do feel like I've got an intense headache here as well, in the top lobe of my head. So somebody struggled with headaches, or somebody around you struggles with headaches. Okay. Do you need to get your eyes tested, darling?
I don't think so. I'm getting my prescription refilled,
She's just telling me about the glasses and the eyes, so you obviously already know about your eyes anyway. So, and if that's happening now, she's just saying I'm all around you now. Who's Lisa?
Lisa?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Just take the name. I get a lot of names from Spirit, and some are placed and some aren't, but they will be placed at some stage. Okay. Is there anything you want to ask, sweetheart?
I'm hoping for a career move, a job. I'd like to move, and I was wondering if Spirit sees anything like that, they can,
Do you deal with international? Is this something you do that's international?
No, not right now. No. I mean, in the past I have, but not now.
Was it anything to do with shipping or merchandise or the travel of goods or something like that?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say something internet-based. I don't know whether it's to do with shipping stuff outside into different countries. But I feel like there's something coming in, that kind of a job around you, where it will be international, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're leaving the country. And it's probably a complete job change, okay? Because I just feel like the type of work that you're doing now is tired, I'm tired, and I want something different to do, okay? I also get the name Pam as well. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last piece. What did you say?
Pam, Pamela or Pam.
Pound?
Pam.
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 Yeah, Pam.
Pam. Pam, man.
Pam.
Pam. Okay.
Pam. Okay. Watch out for her coming around you as well. Okay. I do feel like the celebrations in the month of August here, either birthdays or passings. Passings will always be passed. I will never give a passing in the future. Okay. So she's just bringing me to this month of August where I just feel like some sort of party and a family get together. But she's all around you, sweetheart. Okay.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Thank you. Big pleasure.
I want to sort of jump in here. When I look at the area of career and home for you, it really does feel as though you are on just the edge. It's a precipice of shifting and changing. But I really want to take you out of what you're doing now and expand your creativity and move you into a new area, a new element, a new genre. It feels here as though you're not following your passion. You're not working on or in the area that makes you feel nurtured, makes you feel good, makes you feel excited about going to work. So I would say it's important for you to spend some time figuring out what your passions are, what those areas are that nurture you and that make you, that are fun for you and that you love to do. I find you a very creative person, and I don't see you doing anything creative. I find you a people person, and I don't see that you're working really with people at all. So it's really important for you to sort of look in new areas, and you know, don't quit your day job, but start looking in other places where you might be able to extend yourself and maybe even pick up something part-time that you can do just because you love doing it. It may well open a door for you to move into something more permanent. And I do want to say that it looks like there are legalities of some sort taken care of in the May time frame. I don't know if, are you renting or do you own your home?
No, I'm renting, but I really want to buy a home.
I'm seeing legal papers being signed here in the May time frame. So, and that is in the House of Homes. So it does feel as though there are legal papers connected to your residence that are signed in the May time frame. And it feels like it's a stretch, but it feels like you make it happen and you make it work. So that there are major changes coming up here. So, and the way that you make things flow more easily, the way that you make things come faster into your reality is by opening yourself up to the creativity that's around you. Okay?
Okay, Barb, one more question, if you don't mind. Where do you see this home being, me signing papers for it? Is it out of state somewhere? Do you have any idea where?
It doesn't feel that it's out of state. What state are you in? Other than confusion.
I'm in New Jersey.
I was just going to say New Jersey.
Yeah, right. New Jersey.
Okay. Are you by the border of New York or Pennsylvania?
I am by the border of Pennsylvania and Jersey.
Okay. I'm feeling that you cross a border in order to find a new place.
I'm also in a border close to Delaware. So I could go either way.
Okay, I'm just seeing a border. I'm not seeing which one. So I just know that you will cross a border and once you do, it feels almost as though New Jersey doesn't nurture you, but any place else might. Terrible thing to say.
No.
You don't feel nurtured there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So cross a border, and it feels like life shifts and changes dramatically for you. All right?
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Laura? Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for giving me a great reading. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, we've got Renee on the phone. Hi, Renee. How's it going today?
How's it going, Barbara? Hi, Sarah.
Hello, darling.
Hey. Plugging right along. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How can we help today?
I would just like something from Spirit, from maybe Sarah.
Sure.
Okay. Renee, it sounds very French, Renee. I wanted to say Renee. Let's have a look at what we've got with you. You've got such a lovely disposition, such a optimistic, kind of person, laughy, jokey, lovely lady to have around, okay. I just wanted to tell you that while I'm linking in. I have got
a nose ache
here, sweetheart, so I don't know who's been having nose ache or a problem with their nose. But it just
A nose ache
I've got, Barbara.
Okay.
My daughter broke her nose.
Oh, darling, that's what I felt. I knew it was more than sinuses, and the spirits met my nose ache. How good's that? Okay. I do want to give you a name, Jess or Jessica, here, spirit or earthbound.
Could it be a Giovanna?
No, it doesn't sound like Jessica.
Nice try.
I'm not sure if it's Jess. I don't know of a Jess in spirit.
Just take it. It's not a dog, Jess or Jessie, is it? Dog.
Taz.
No, not Taz, it's Jess or Jesse. I can't make it fit.
Noel died a long time ago.
All right, well, I can see a small brown dog, sweetheart, with a mixture of sort of browny-coloured hair and blacky-coloured hair, okay? I don't know whether this is your dog, but this is the dog that I can see. And it doesn't look like it's a pedigree dog either.
No, that was Jewel, and that was my daughter's dog.
Okay, and is this the girl that's broken her nose?
Mm-hmm, she's in spirit.
Good. Oh, sweetheart. Okay, now I get it. So she's with the dog. Because I was going to say to you that the dog is looking after her, okay, and that the dog was wanting to talk to her, because I was going to try and talk to the dog, but now that I've got your daughter there as well. I do want to say to you, my mum is the best mum ever. I don't know whether she used to actually specifically use those words with you, sweetheart, but she's just saying my mum is the best mum ever. And she resonates in the month of June with me as well, sweetheart. So she's talking about the month of June, okay? She's also given me number 12 here. So do you understand these two links?
June, she passed away June 2012.
Okay, my darling. I feel so much love for you, and I've got problems around my chest area. I don't know if the chest collapsed or there was an issue, there's an impact or some sort. That's the feeling that I get there, okay? I get a sense that she comes and she strokes your hair as well. I don't know whether you've ever felt that your hair is being stroked or tingling around your head. I'm getting a lot of tingling around my head here, all right? Okay. I feel like she was quite fussy as well.
She was quite what,
huh? Fussy.
Fussy, yes.
Fussy child. Fussy about my food and fussy about my things. Don't touch my things. You understand, sweetheart?
Yes, I do. She was fussy.
Fussy. She's showing me what looks like a little sheep or a teddy bear that was a sheep or a bar lamb, and she's shown me two rings here as well. So when she passed, was the two rings connected? All I can say is two. Okay, she's just telling me I've got the rings, Mum. I've got the rings. Do you understand? I don't know whether they're actually in her coffin or whether they're connected somewhere, but she's telling me about it. But as she shows me the ring, she's linking them like it's a number 8, and it's the number of eternity, darling, which means that we never really go. We always meet, okay? And this is the feeling that I get, that I don't know whether she had a chance to talk to you before she passed, but she's saying to me, we always meet, we always meet. We never leave. It's never ending. It's like the umbilical cord. It's still there as a vision. Okay, it isn't there physically, but I'm always linked to you. Okay, and she's telling me my mum's been having tummy problems.
Oh, bad.
Okay, darling, and this is all emotional, Renee. I know it's physical, but often the emotional effects physical, and this is all about the healing. And if I could just put a few rose petals in your tummy, and I feel like they're pink, beautiful rose petals and peach ones, I want to send you some healing. Okay? She wants to hold your hand. It's pulling your finger. So is there something wrong with one of your fingers?
Okay.
You all right, darling?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. Right. Who's been cussing and swearing, Renee?
That would be me, honey.
There's a few choice words there which I wouldn't repeat on the radio, but she's having a little bit of a giggle here. And I just want to surround my arms around you and just tell you I really love you. I really do. Is there anything that you want to say?
I'm thinking about redoing my entire life,
job,
everything. I have to move forward. Do you see me changing careers anytime soon?
Do you you care for people, or is there some element of nursing in what you do?
An element of nursing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I recruit nurses. I place nurses. Absolutely.
Go.
That's what I do. I own my own company, and I've had it for 8 years. But
I think
you hit that right on the money.
Do you know what I want to say to you? Please keep doing what you do, because these nurses are saving people's lives. And this isn't for you to feel guilty. This is for you to have a pat on your back and say it's worth it, it's worthwhile. But what I will say to you is move out of your home. And this is where
move out of my house?
Yeah. This is where the changes will come in. I think a new home, a new energy, a new area, and just keep the job, darling. You're doing so well, and I feel it will become more profitable when you move as well.
Well, that's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like the house is bringing me down, therefore I'm not working like I should. I used to have a passion for it. I've been doing it 23 years, and I have no passion. So I'm putting my house up for sale in April.
Wonderful. And your house will sell very quickly. And going to a really lovely, I want to say, in this country we call it countryside, but I do feel, I don't know, there's greenery around where you go. There's trees and there's greenery. It's very friendly, but it's very private as well, because I think maybe you help too many people and too many people knock on your door. And I want to bring you some privacy. Do you understand that?
I do understand that completely.
You know, we have to sometimes help ourselves, and when we help ourselves, you've got an overcoat, an emotional overcoat on you that has become heavier and heavier, and if you symbolically now take it off and throw it off, you're now free. But what I want to say to you is, be very careful around the people that come around. Don't let them... Like, we call them psychic vampires in our industry. They take your energy. And I think people are vamping your energy, sweetheart, because they're taking advantage of your lovely nature. And you won't change. You won't change. You'll still be this lovely person. But I think if you start saying no, N-O, you will feel more empowered and less burdened.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to add here.
What are you going to add, Barb? Are you going to give me a past life? Was I a slave in a past life?
Actually, well, everybody has been. No, what I'm seeing is the Phoenix rising. So I definitely concur that the staying in your field is absolutely, that's where you belong. But,
okay, that's what I...
The one thing that I kept seeing was an English garden. There are gardens that should be around you. I don't know, are there?
No, I have a pond out back. I'm in Florida, so I have a pond out back, and I have an ocean, but I have a little teeny tiny garden out front.
No, I think this may be from somebody in spirit, and it feels more grandmotherly than anything else. Did one of your grandmothers garden like crazy?
My grandmother and grandfather canned tomatoes and the whole grew horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
The whole bit.
No, I'm seeing, you know, and you know, it's really, were there chickens too? Because I'm seeing chickens.
No, huh? No chickens. Lots of lilac bushes. Lots of tomato plants.
They got chickens now too. Because there's something, it's almost like the garden is a healing place, and what I want to say to you is I think it's great you're putting your house up. When did you say you were putting it up?
Mid-April.
Yeah, it'll sell in May. And it'll sell almost as quick as you put it up. But what I want you to look for when you look for another place is to look for a place that, in which you can create a small English garden, because that grandmother is saying that you're not around greenery enough, you're not around flowers enough, you're not working in the earth enough, and because you are a healer, you need to ground yourself, and you're not doing that at all, and you've lost your connection with the earth.
You're right. All my plants are dying.
You have to water them every now and then. And you know, plants are very much like pets. They sense the emotion or the emotionality of the atmosphere or the environment they're in. And basically, you know, it's not that the house is killing anything, because you're not. There's great sadness there. So play. First of all, water them on a regular basis, and it depends on what kind of plants you've got, because if you've got orchids, you don't water those hardly at all. But the other stuff you do, and play happy music. Start singing around the house. And it's really important, because you have to raise the energy of the house so that the house is a happy house, so that people will walk in there and want to buy it because they love it, because it feels so happy.
I see. Okay. Thank you for that. I will definitely
And your house is mourning right along with you. Your house is very connected to you on an energetic level. So smudging and happy music. The Himalayan salt rock is fabulous. But you have to cooperate with all of that. And I would on a really regular basis put cinnamon on the stove and boil the water, so that it smells like apple pies or baking. You know, the only danger in this is you could gain like 500 pounds, because you'll be so hungry for apple pie you'll go out and get one. But it does raise the environment. It makes the environment more pleasurable. And I'm not saying you're going to stay there, but you have to make it a happy house so that it will want to be sold.
Correct. Yeah, it can't have the energy it has right now. You're absolutely right, Barbara.
So kick it into high gear here, because you've got some great stuff coming here. You really are. I mean, you're always going to have those memories, and they will always sadden you from time to time, absolutely. But you need to get on with life, because that's what you're here for. You got a lot of stuff going on here. You've got a lot of work to do, and you will find joy in it. You will laugh again, and you'll laugh so hard you pee your pants. It's going to be, you've got that kind of joy coming. Probably not quite appropriate.
I hope so, Barbara. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
ladies,
and it won't mean. It won't mean you've got bladder problems either. So, get on with it. Okay.
One foot in front of the other, and thank you for telling me to stay at my job. That'll give me renewed interest, and maybe my passion will grow, and I will start singing. Thank you both so much. You were both spot on. I love you both. Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You hate to hear those tears, but you know they're good ones, and they're healing tears, so it's not quite that bad. Okay, we've got Joan here. Hi, Joan. How are you doing today? Whoops. Hi, Joan.
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes. How can we help?
Do you have a message for me?
I don't know. Do we, Sarah?
If not, I can answer your question.
No, we'll let her run with it first.
This is my first time listening to you, so I'm enjoying yourself.
I could send you a text message if you like.
No. That's just the spirit stuff.
I'm only joking.
It's been it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do resonate with a couple of callers before this last one, where I'm here to be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go, Barbara? Are you waiting for me?
Go ahead.
No,
okay. No, I'm fine with sweeping up.
Okay. Oh, I like that, Barbara. Do you want to come round to my house?
Not that kind of sweeping.
Okay, Joan. But you know, I've got the giggles with you, Joan. I don't know why. I've got a giggle energy, but you often find that you've had, quite a hard reading that the spirits will lift. and I just feel like I need to make you laugh for some reason.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Better. Okay.
That's better. I just am like a little bit nearer to my mouth. I just feel like I need to uplift you and make you laugh. I'm not going to because I'm not a comedian. Well, I try to be sometimes. But that's the energy that I want to bring to you. And I just feel like there's somebody in the spirit world that would have done this. They're a joker. They're a lively person. And I feel like it's the energy of a gentleman here, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, Jane?
I can, but I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
Okay, I'll translate. There's a man in spirit who was a joker.
Who was a joker? In spirit, okay. Okay. All right, what is he saying?
Well, he's wanting to make you laugh.
Could it be my brother?
It could be. Let me just see what else I get for you. I'm getting the feeling that my teeth are on edge here and I've got a problem around my gums. So I don't know whether he had an issue with his teeth or his gums or whether you have, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Could you please restate that from the other person?
Oh, sure. Do you have trouble with your teeth? She feels that there are trouble with the gums, quite possibly, or your brother may have had trouble with his gums.
Well, I actually do have some gum problem. Yeah.
Okay. She has troubles. Oh, I don't have to translate that way. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if this is an English name, but I get the name Paul here. Who's Paul?
Okay.
Okay, Paul.
Okay, I know. Okay, what is that about?
it's a name that's been given to me, sweetheart. Can you resonate with it?
Well, yes, he happens to be my husband.
That's lovely. That's all. I'm not going to, you won't feed me because it comes from spirit. You know, and I can get no's and it still comes and I let it come. So don't worry about giving me information, sweetheart. In fact, when you engage, it helps the energy to come forward because it's like you're talking to them and I'm like a telephone line, okay? I want to put a hat on somebody here as well.
Could you please translate that again? I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay, yeah, she just wanted you to know that, you know, it helps to hear your voice and that you know, she's like a telephone line. She's giving what she's getting.
Okay, but what about Paul, the energy around Paul?
I'm not particularly getting an energy around Paul, to be honest with you. I've just given his name as an evidential link from your brother in spirit.
Okay.
Do you understand? Right. There's some sort of block around you where I feel frustrated with you, where you are not quite getting to where you want to be. Did you understand what I was saying then?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that again.
Okay, she said that there feels as though there is frustration here, as though you're being blocked, and you're very frustrated with her. Are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not. Oh, no.
Okay. We were going to type it for you.
I'm sorry to have you go through all this rigmarole stuff.
That's
really
okay.
I've been feeling frustrated for a little while now.
Okay. I feel like it's been 3 years. I don't know why, but I don't know whether something happened 3 years ago to change your feelings. But it feels to me like, I'll be honest with you, it feels to me like I'm wanting to walk out of a door. I'm wanting to move away from a situation. Did you hear that, sweetheart?
Could you please repeat that? I'm sorry.
Three years. She feels that it was 3 years ago, and you felt like you wanted to walk out of the door and leave a situation.
That could be. There's a couple situations I wanted to leave.
And
I thought she said 2 years ago.
No, three.
Three.
I mean, we shouldn't really tell people to do these kinds of things, but it's only yourself that is stopping you, is my feeling here. That there is a fear of taking a step, and I feel that that's all it is, that it would be, on the other side of this, if you do take these steps, it will facilitate the change that you need, the freedom. I feel a need of freedom here and a need of, I just feel really bogged down with you, sweetheart. And I just feel the need that this brother around you is saying, it's okay to do what you want to do.
Yes.
Did you get
that? Yes, I got.
Okay.
So that's mainly it.
You actually see me moving out of the house that I'm living in, or leave the relationship that I'm in.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. I'm trying to be nice about it, but I think that if you do, it will be okay, but you need to find the courage to do it. And do I see this happening? I'm getting a 50-50 here, darling. I think it's in your court as to whether you will do this or not. So I'm not going to predict.
I know that. I realize that. I know it's in my court. It almost seems like too much hassle to do anything.
Okay, wait. Let me hop in.
Thank you.
Let me hop here. I do feel that from what I'm seeing, from what I'm getting, that you have settled for less than you're worth, and you've gotten yourself into a situation that is uncomfortable for you and not allowing you to grow or even breathe. It is totally up to you what you do. But I can tell you that if you follow the pathway you're on right this very moment, right this very second, that you will reach for and get your freedom by the month of August. However,
okay.
you need to understand that it's what you have to do is take care of yourself without causing pain to another. So this is not a situation where you let it rip and you level someone verbally or out of anger. This is a move, if you take it, that must be made with kindness and with consideration and in a loving manner, even though it may not feel like it's a loving situation, that if you move on, you do it in a loving way so that you cause as little pain to another as possible. Because when we cause pain to another, it does come back at us. And it's not something that you've already experienced. It would mean that it would come back at you at a later time. You want to make sure that if you do choose to move on, that you tie up your loose ends and you make this break in as humane and kind and loving a manner as possible. So that what you've got going on here is first determining exactly what it is you need to do for you, and then finding a way to do it so that you can move forward and reclaim your life, which is what you would be doing because, you know, you have given it up. And making sure that you don't hurt the other person unnecessarily.
I agree with that.
It does feel that you know, because you are so spiritually oriented, you have to understand that there are those repercussions that happen. So that you know, moving into a new genre, moving into a new element of life is something that is that, you know, it feels as though you feel you need to do it. And if that is the case, then you know, you answer those inner callings that you've got. But I'm not going to tell you to do it. I'm going to tell you that if you do it, you do it as humanely as you possibly can, because you are a person who needs to have loving energy around you, and you need to be in loving energy as well. Your choice, totally. But if you choose to go the way you feel like you're leaning at this particular point in time, you have miracles coming in. Before miracles actually hit you, you have the element of being truthful with yourself and determining what it is you really need to do for yourself, with yourself, to be able to move into the spiritual directions that you are being called to. And being truthful with yourself is a hard one, because sometimes we you know, are influenced so much by other people that we don't know what it is we really need for ourselves. So it's going to take some work on you. But once you've made it, there are magic and miracles. There's a time of great taking stock and understanding the directions that you need to go in, and if indeed they are of a spiritual nature, and they appear to be, that you have to do this with kindness and love in your heart. Okay?
Yes, thank you both very much. I appreciate it.
Big pleasure, sweetheart.
You're
beautiful,
so welcome.
Barbara.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Sarah?
Beautifully put, Barbara.
Okay.
You're like a philosopher. You've got a great understanding of the mechanics of things. And, you know, that was really, really well put.
Well, thank you so much. It's cool. It's very cool to have somebody like you to work with, so that, you know, I can go to a different place and get different kind of information. So I'm loving this. I'm just loving this.
I'm me.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Barbara, happy birthday for this week.
Oh, thank you. it's not something that you know. It's yet another day. You know, when you get to be 70 years old, it's just kind of like, oh, I woke up. This is a good day. we've got Francine here. Let me see if I can open her mic. My switchboard is suddenly not doing anything. So, hey, Chris, can you open Francine's mic up? Because my switchboard isn't working. See if Chris is still there, if she's playing Candy Crush. Well, she does that from time to time.
trying, thank God.
Yeah, she's trying as well. Okay. This is so cool. I am now almost at a place where I'm gonna click all the buttons and see what happens. That would probably not be a smart thing to do, but
have an audience.
Yeah, well, let me see. Wait, I can go to a different switchboard and see if I can pull her up there. I'm not the technician. You know, it's really Chris that does this so well. Looking for 8212. Okay, let me see. Nah. So we're going to talk for a while and see if maybe Chris can figure this out, because I can't. So you've been giving beautiful, beautiful messages from Spirit, and you've certainly been absolutely picking up on the loved ones that they have around them. Is this something that you know? I know you said you were born with it. Is this something that you've done since you were very young? Is this something that I want to almost ask you if you have, you know, come into this energy almost since a young child? Have you seen spirits all around you all of your life?
I don't really see them. I sense them. And when I was a child, I used to use lots of faces in the wallpaper, and I was scared in the house, so I ran from room to room, and I felt safe when I closed the doors and turned the lights on. And I don't think it's because there was nasty energies around me. I think I knew there was something there, but I thought, as a child to me, I felt like there were burglars in the house. But, do you understand? And I couldn't see them, but I knew they were there, so I didn't understand, and it was never discussed. Mum was a hairdresser. She used to have the ladies around and the tea leaf lady. And I used to look in the cups and see pictures and names and numbers, and I was told to get out of the room when I was little. I knew things were going to happen, but I just didn't understand. And now that I look back on it, I understand it, but it was almost like I was a bit densely involved as a child. I didn't understand it. But a lot of people come to me. I've always been very compassionate and giving and helped a lot of people. And spirit actually landed in my 20s and literally took over my third eye, and I thought the aliens were landing. And the next day I was asked to go to Spiritualist Church, and I said, well, what's that? And they said, oh, it's just an audience thing. And I said, okay, fine. And the lady on the stage told me exactly what had happened to me, who came to me, although I still don't know the lady to this day. And that's when I thought, oh, okay. And I sat in an open circle, and before the lady opened up what we call our chakras, which obviously you'll understand, Barbara, I knew the colours before they were given to me. Every colour, I knew what the colour was before it was given to me, and I thought, hold on a minute, I've got something here, how do I know that? So at that point, though I was in the group, I realised that somebody in spirit was giving me this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I just accepted it, and that was it.
I know that when I first started in this field, I truly thought I was faking, and and it was like, you know, it wasn't so much that I was seeing things, although I do see things internally. I do see them in my third eye, like the lady's garden and stuff like that. But I just knew, and I thought. You know, isn't that wild? You know, I would say something to someone and they'd say, oh, my God. And it was like, I kept saying, oh, my heavens, that was such a lucky guess. And it happened for 7 years, and I finally realized that maybe it wasn't so much a lucky guess. Maybe there was really something else going on. And I find you know, you get names beautifully. Every now and then, you know, I'll get the name of a dog or something. And I do get names from time to time. And I work often with, I have worked in the past often with Lizzie Starr, who you know, gets letters. And so it's all of us, you know, have a different take on how we do this field. I'm always fascinated with how people have evolved and developed into their gifts and their talents and stuff like that, because but I wanted to talk a bit about your psychic surgery, because that's phenomenal. What kind of psychic, I mean, is it psychic surgery in that you go into people's you intuitively feel areas that have dysfunction, or are you like pulling spears out from a past lifetime? What kind of stuff do you do with the psychic surgery?
Everything comes from the emotional. I truly believe the emotional affects the physical. And I know obviously we have our doctors and I have every faith in those, but I do believe the complementary goes alongside it. But I just see with my eyes, and I laser with my eyes. I use implements to what I feel like I'm opening people up. I don't do it all the time. I mean, it starts off with Reiki. I'll put chakras back in to rebalance people. But I have a psychic surgeon, and his name is Khan. And he looks like, in England, we've got the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know if you've got it there. He looks like Colonel Saunders. from the Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I'll just look and I'll talk to him in my head. And I ask him, to be honest with you, when I'm doing it, I say, am I okay? Am I, you know, and I ask him questions about me. But I just get drawn and I lay my hands on people and people go very hot. And they often have to still go and have an operation on the senses or on the, you know, the normal doctors. But I believe it facilitates, sorry, it cleanses.
Okay.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hi, guys. Yeah, it looks like we're back in business again, guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
I
didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted you to know. So let me know. Well, you can unmute. You should be able to unmute Francine whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Well, let's jump in and grab Francine then.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. This is why we have a co-host. You know, I can, you know, get wonderful facts from you while she is trying to figure out what's wrong and seeing if it can be fixed or if we get to talk. But, hi, Francine, we've got you on the air.
Hi, I am going through, I guess, cut some life changes. I, too, have a house on the market, and I'm hoping to use the profits to start a cosmetic business and get that running, and I want it to go as soon as possible and smooth. I'm in the healthcare business right now, and I'm just burnt out. And I'm in a on-and-off relationship, and I just don't know if there is more to it than I see.
Well, let me hit the relationship really dead on here for you.
Thank
you.
You're
absolutely
right.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. You're absolutely right. You are not only at a dead end with your career, but it does feel as though this relationship has, you know, that whole thing, you know, where is this relationship going? The answer to your question is it's been there. And I'm not saying this is not a nice person. Please understand that. I am saying that this is a person that was really good for you for a while. He is a trigger for you. He has flipped the switch, and it's time you moved on. I truly believe that it is time for a change. It is time for a shift. And again, this is a nice person, so be nice to him. But it does feel
like...
Let me
ask you this. There's just been rumors that perhaps he might have the ex-wife pregnant or something through an incident. Or do you feel that, see that?
Oh, wow. That is... that for me, that is unethical. I can't read another person for you, but I can tell you that it is time.
What about being unfaithful to me?
I can tell you that your spirit, yourself, your gut knows that it's time to move on. I don't know why. I don't know if it's that he's been misbehaving or if it's just you've outgrown him. But let's just take it the kindest way possible and say you've outgrown him and it's time to move on. There are new people coming in. Sarah, what are you getting?
Fully agree with you, Barbara. It's not for us to look in to see what somebody may have done, but looking at your energy, Francine, I got it straight away, and Barbara said exactly what I was thinking. I do feel that if it's been on and off for a time, I can't see how it's going to bond on a stronger level. That's my feeling there. And I feel that I know your heart's there, and I know you're wanting maybe to feel that you want to stay and that it's all going to work out okay. But I think within you, you need to look at how happy you've been within this relationship. And I think you may find there's been more sad times than happy times. And I feel it's a difficult door for you to close. I feel emotionally this is very difficult for you. And you could continue with this. It serves its purpose. But if you want a relationship of longevity, I feel like the door could be closed and you could open the doors to somebody completely different, not even your type, who's maybe going to come in and woo you.
Okay, and the changes that I make at the house, and I have a house on the market, and
When I saw your cosmetic business, sweetheart, I felt really good about that, and I felt it was an animal-friendly one. Okay, so it's kind of business that's going to be friendly to the earth, and I feel really, really positive about it. And as far as your house in the market, I feel like your business will come first. I don't know why, whether you'll get some sort of dividend or money from somewhere, but I feel the business will enable you to have a nicer house. So the business comes first, then the house sells, and there's much more money. That's my feeling there.
Yeah, I would go along with, I'm seeing you having two homes at one time for a short period of time as well.
And that's what I have right now. I'm in an apartment and I have the property on sale, and that's why I wanted to know, because I'm carrying two, you know, paying two payments. So I'm wanting to know, you know, when you see that, if it's, that you see it selling soon.
It feels to me as though, do you have a vision board? Are you working on, you know, manifesting
it all,
yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. It feels to me as though it probably isn't going to be until I'm seeing July.
Mm-hmm. I've got August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll, July, August. I'll go for either.
Yeah. It's around that time, isn't it, Barbara?
Yeah. It's the summertime that it does move.
Will it be at least for the full price or close to the price I'm asking?
No.
A lot lower?
Oh, I'm sorry, we shouldn't laugh. No, not a lot lower. No, but it does feel that it definitely is going to be, it will be enough so you still have a profit. It just feels as though it will be a fair offer, I guess is what I'm seeing.
But
does it seem like less than $5,000 from the asking price?
Oh,
I
can't tell you.
Yeah. What you lose one side, sweetheart, you will gain the other. So you may feel, oh, I've lost some money. Oh, God, what am I going to do? And it will come back the other side.
Come back with a what? What did she say? I'm
the
sorry.
Other side. What you lose one side will come back the other side. So when the sale goes, you feel, oh, I've lost that money, what am I going to do? The money will come the other side, so you'll have money in to balance it out. Big
so
thing
as far
do,
as work, because I'm really working a lot and I want to get out of the, you know, area, like I said, when do you see me able to fully be out of nursing?
Never. I think that you are a healer. You know, I mean, you're a healer.
I know I'm a healer, but not in the capacity of a nurse. You know, I'm burnt out.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's clear. But the reality here is that you know, it's in you. So it is going to be something, the healing aspect is going to be something that you were always going to be doing. But even if you are going into cosmetics or something like that, you are still working with helping people to heal themselves and get better, feel better.
Right,
about
but I mean
themselves.
In the capacity of a nurse, you know, with the title.
It's at least a year. Mm-hmm. But once you have something else going on, while you'll still be burned out, there will be a flicker. There'll be a flicker there so that you'll know that you're working towards a goal and you'll have a sort of a calendar you can mark off so that it doesn't feel as though it's that much and it doesn't feel it's that long either.
And in June, you don't see a time where I'd be out, because I have a client that I was told will be passing around June, you know. And then I have another client that's supposed to be leaving to their adopted mother back in June. I'm a little concerned that I might be without work. Is that so, or do you see there's going to be continuity, something else will come through?
No, I think that you are a healer, that the universe will take care of you, that I don't feel that you are going to be short on money. I feel that it will be fine.
And what is the other woman?
I want to bring to you the feelings that Barbara and I have for you. And those are that everything will be fine. That not to worry, it's going to take its natural course. Maybe a few peaks and troughs. But it would definitely lift for you and it would definitely get easier for you. And that's why we can laugh, because we know that this is coming. It's just that you're feeling it and you're experiencing it. But it will get easier for you, sweetheart, and you will have your choices.
Thank you. And is there any way to get a hold of you to have a reading with you? I noticed that there's nothing on the website.
Yeah. No, it's under construction. Best way to get me is Facebook, Medium Sarah May. If you get me on Facebook and come on the inbox and have a chat with me there, sweetheart, we can sort it from there.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thank you both so much. Is there anything else maybe someone on the other side wants to say?
Actually, not at this moment, and we have one other person we have to get to.
Okay,
so
that's fine. Okay.
But do look on Facebook for Sarah. She's there, and you can connect to her there.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
thank
darling.
You so much. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got one more. Lisa, you have been so patient and waiting so long. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. How are you, Barbara?
Doing well. How can we help today?
Oh, boy. One thing, definitely try to look forward and, you know, move forward in the money category and just, so I was going to focus on a lighter topic and pick up what you see for me in love.
I love that, a lighter topic, love. I see great abundance about you for this next year, so it does look like you're going to be overwhelmed in about as many directions as are possible. It's your turn to have a harvest year, and this next 12 months feel as though it's a harvest. There is the aspect of healing. There is the aspect of new foundations. There's the aspect of money coming in above and beyond what you anticipate. Love, you're still healing. And I don't know how long it's been since you've had a relationship, but you're still healing. And that doesn't mean that the love is out of the mix here. It definitely is in the mix. I'm seeing relationship and someone to share it with and things like that coming more August, September-ish, but it is coming here. Sarah, what are you getting?
I get the name Bo for some reason, Bo. So, and I see a gentleman with glasses. Thick glasses, who I feel is a part of your past, but he's not the one that you're holding on to, he's somebody else. I feel it's somebody that you already know that you will connect with.
Okay.
All right, darling.
I'm trying to understand. I know he said a gentleman with thick glasses from my past, but he's not someone that I tried to hit a laugh for what you said.
It's somebody from your past coming forwards, but it's not the one that you're holding on to. It feels like you're holding on to somebody and you haven't let somebody go.
Okay.
Right.
But you are moving forward. I mean, I really want to reiterate that. You're doing the work you need to do. I concur. There's an element if you're still holding on to something from the past. So as you release that, it feels as though then new people come in, and then the mate that you're looking for comes in. This is a year that's going to be a great year for you. So please, hang on and enjoy the ride, because it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, life's a party.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye, darling.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, Sarah, it's been such a pleasure, such a joy, and I will get in touch with you. I would love to have you back if you'd love to come back.
I'd love to come back. Thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and lots of love to everybody in the chat room. Sorry you couldn't get in there. I do see Mr. Bocker's in there now. Barbara.
Yes, he was. He is.
Hello, Pip.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for coming on an odd day. And it's been a spectacular day, and it's been so much fun to meet somebody new that is so much fun to work with.
Yeah.
We will see you all. I forget when my next show is, but Chris will remind me, or Blog Talk will remind me. I do know I'll be here next Wednesday with James, and I Monday as well. And also tomorrow, Visionary Times with the Wolf and the Bear Network. Thanks for coming, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.